Weiter in Shas, we are in Bava Basra, Daf Tes Zion, picking it up on Tes Vavum Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Continue on with the discussion of Eo. Ve'ulam shalach na yodcha v'ga b'chol shelo im lo al panecha yivarechecha. So maybe go and stretch your hand and afflict all that he has and see if he doesn't bless you, in other words, if he doesn't curse, chas v'shalom, right to your face. And this is after speaking about the fact that we say that Moshe Avram Avinu was such a great guy, and they said, well, what about Eov? They say maybe the reason why Eov wasn't tested, but if he would have been tested, then he wouldn't be so great. He wouldn't have responded so well. So let's take a look and see what the story is. So Hashem says, go ahead, you can go and you can go after him, but you can't go after him personally, unlike his family or his property. There was a day, and then the sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine at the house of their brother, the firstborn. And this messenger came to Eov and said that the ox were plowing and they were grazing. Nothing more first just jumps in the middle. It says, Maya Bakar Hayakharshus Vasanus Roosal Yudan. What does it mean that the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing right there? Which seems to be saying that it sprouted right after it was planted, that it was grazed right after it sprouted out. Like, what does that even mean? They plowed and then all of a sudden they were grazing, it happened so quickly. It doesn't make sense. It takes months and months. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Malamechit Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'Eov. That means coming to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Eov a taste of what? Beep, turn the page. Tez Zayin Medav, Mein Olam Ba. He's giving him a taste of Olam Haba. And things happen right away. Rashi's Kedachsiv, Haru Violetis get pregnant and gives birth. Yachtov Harion Veli, Dabiyom Echad, happened in one day. When we get pregnant, give birth that day. Hachi Darshina Libim Sechah Shabbos, says Agazdok Shabbos, Lamed Omid Beis. Okay, back. Now, Od Zem, Medabra Vizet Ba, Vayomer Esh Elokim. This one was speaking, still speaking. Another one came and said that there was a fire that happened over there. And that happened with the sheep and the servants, and they consumed them. And I escaped to be able to go ahead to tell you what happened. Od ze, next pasuk. Od ze medaber v'zebav v'yomer kastim samu shlosha rushim b'yifshetu al gamalim b'yikachim. This one was still talking, and another one came and said that they came to the field in three divisions and deployed themselves against the camels and took them and shecked out all the servants there, and only I escaped to tell you. So we have all these terrible things happening one after the next, after the next, after the next. Od ze medaber v'zebav v'yomer banecha b'nosecha ochlam v'shoshim yayim b'beisachim b'chor. And then once they spoke, another one came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking there. Fine ruach gedola ba'a me'evra amidbar v'yiga ba'arba pinos habayis v'yipal in the garim. And all of a sudden there's a tremendous wind that came from the wilderness and hit the four corners of the house, and it collapsed on the people there, and they all died. And I'm the only one who survived over here, again, to go and tell you what happened. Vayakam Eo v'yikra es me'ilo, and vayagos es rosho, and Eo got up, he tore his shirt, pulled the hair out of his head, and the pasuk continues, he threw himself on the floor. Vayomer, he said, Arum yatsiyasi mi beten imi, v'arum ashiv shama. Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach, yishem Hashem avarach. One of the most famous lines, unfortunately, that we hear people say. Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and I'm going to go back there. Hashem gave, and Hashem takes, Hashem is given, and Hashem takes away. Blessed is the name of Hashem. B'chol zos lo chata Eov, lo nasan tifla, elokim. Even though all this happened, Hashem, didn't do any avarice, or he didn't have any issues and didn't take any, call out Hashem in any negative way. V'hi ayom v'yavo b'nei elokim l'satzif. On the day, Malachim came to stand before Hashem, and the Satan also came with them in front of Hashem. V'hem Hashem l'satan, ey mizeh, where are you coming from? And he says to him that I was exploring the world, I was going all over. I'm the fun of it. He says, Ribbono Shalom, Shatati B'chol Olam, I went through the whole world. I didn't find that anyone as great as your Eved Avram. You said, go about the whole land over here of Canaan, I'm going to give it to you. But when he went to go bury his wife, which it was really on his own land, still what happened? He couldn't find a place to bury her. And he still didn't go ahead and think about or challenge you in any way. And Hashem says back to him, Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Hasamta Libchel Avdi Eov. Why are you saying only about Avram Avinu? What about Eov? Kain Kamobar, someone's like him in the land. Vadin Machsik Bitumaso, Vatisi Seini Bo Levaluchinam. And there's none like him in the whole land, the whole world. And you turned me against him to destroy him for nothing at all. You wanted to go against him. So maybe Yochanan, Omali Mikra Kasav Yav Shalom, of the Pesach, when we said this, we never would be able to say such a thing. Gadam Shemisisim Oso Venisas. It's like Hashem is like a person. person who others go and tell them to do something, and they're kind of like forced to go and to do such a thing. But the Satan comes to this world and he brings people in to go do the wrong thing. Rashi says, Yorid Lamatu Umate Esabrias Lachtu, he causes them to go and sin. For Ola Lamaila, and he goes up. Umargiz Esachim Esamelech, he makes Hashem angry. His Tanuso, when he goes and he tells on them, no three men are Rishus, and he gets Rishus, Laur gets the Chote to go kill the sinner. Became Sanas Rishus, once you give him Rishus, the Chsev, at his Seinubo. So back into the Gemara. Yorid Umase, Ola Margiz, he comes down here, goes, he entices people to the wrong thing, goes up and he gets Hashem all upset. No to Rishus, no to Neshama. He gets Rishus, and then what happens? He goes in, no to Neshama. He goes in, he takes someone's life. Vayana sat on Hashem, Vayomer, Od Ba'ad, or V'chol Hashem Ish, Yitain Ba'ad Nafsho. What the Satan says back to Kodesh Baruch Hu is that limb for limb, all that man has, he will give up for his life. Ulam Shlachna Yotcho V'ga El Atzmo El Basaro. You know, okay, so his family, his friends, is this, is that, his possessions. What about him himself? Let's stretch our hand out against actually him. V'gaz Atzmo El Atzmo El Basaro. Imlo El Panechi Rechicha. Right? And go against his bones and his flesh, and then for sure he's going to go and bless you. And again, a second har euphemism. He's in your hands, you can go do what you want, but you're not allowed to kill him. We go ahead and he gave him the smackdown. He gave him something, this was like a some sort of skin thing going on from his foot till his head. The pain of the Satan was more than Eov. Right, to go and cause pain on Eov without killing him, that was a really hard thing, very hard for him. Rashi says, Huskak Lishmor es nefesh Eov shalotese, to make sure that he doesn't die. Moshel Evet Shomer Lo Rabba, this is a marshal for an Evet, a servant who is told by his master, Shvor Chavis Shmor Sina, break this barrel, but make sure nothing happens to the wine. That's really intense. Amaresh Lakish, who Satan, who Yitzhara, who Malach HaMavis. These are all the same. The three of them, the Satan, is Yitzhara, is the Malach HaMavis. Who Satan is, as the Pasuk says, Vayetzia Satan, Meis Bnei Hashem, that's the Satan, after he came against Eov, who left from in front of Hashem, who Yitzhara, he's Yitzhara, the Ksiv Hasam, Rak Rak Holiyom. It says about the Yitzhara, that it's just evil all the day. Ksiv Hacha, Rak Elav Al Tishlach Yadecha. Rak here, you just don't send your hand against him. So we see, Xer Shav Rak Rak, Hu Malach HaMavis, the Ksiv Achis Nafsho Shemor, go and watch his Nefesh. Alma b'didei kaimi, which means to say that was talking about, it's up to him that he can be careful with that, about what's going to happen, whether he's going to take his soul or not. He's talking to the Satan, and clearly means he's the Malcham of us also. Am Rabbi Levi, Satan u'panina l'shem shemayim iskavnu. The Satan and Penina had kavanas l'shem shemayim. The Satan came with the chazal l'kosh baruch hu, the Natalya daite basayov. He saw that Hashem was like turning his ways towards Eov. Am rechaz shalom min shelei the rachmanu say the avram. Is that maybe Hashem is going to forget the rachman of Avram Avinu. He doesn't want him to do that, so therefore he says, oh, look how bad Eov is. Penina d'chsev was her kavanah when she got Chana all upset. When Chana didn't have any children, Penina had tons of children, and Penina was making her feel really bad. It says, v'chiasa sarasa gam kas b'avor har ima. And the Penina was making Chana making her angry constantly in order to make her be all upset and that she should go and daven and have a child. Rashi says, she tisra'is al shehi akara, that v'tispalo, that she should feel tisra'im, right, about the fact that she be all upset because she should have a child, she should go daven. Drosha, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Bipapunya, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov taught this in the, it was a town called Papunya, Asa Sata Nashka the Kari, and the Satan came and kissed his foot. This whole thing that Rabbi Levi just said and was speaking positive about the Satan, Satan was so happy that this said about him, he came and kissed his foot. In all this experience today, if he went through, he did not speak negatively about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least not with his mouth. Not with his mouth, but yes, with his heart. He was upset about something in his heart. My Ka'amar, what did Eov mean when he said, Eretz nitna biyad rasha p'nei shofteh yichase im lo eifo mihu? Right, this is, it says, the land is delivered into the hands of the wicked one. He covers the face of its judges. If not, then who is it? Who's giving you like all this pain? Amar Rava, Rava said, Bikesh Eov, what did Eov want to do by saying this? Lahafach ka'ar al piya, to literally to turn the plate upside down. Rashi says that is lakar kol kavod, to do an uproot of any sort of kavod, v'shechira fegidev, that he's basically coming. And yeah, he's in cursing mode now. But he did not say this with his mouth. It was just in his thoughts. Amar Abaye, lo dibri yiv ele kenegad ha-satan. No, he wasn't talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was talking about the satan, the fact that he's bringing suffering in this world over here. Okay, now, Kitanayim, this section of Machlokas Tanayim, Eretz Nitzah B'yad Rasha, Eov said the land is given to the hands of the wicked one, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Bikesh Eov Lafal Kar Alpia, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo dibri yiv ele klapi satan, so we say the Machlokas, already is Machlokas Tanayim. Forgive me for ripping through this again. I don't know if it's just recorded because whatever. I'm a Rav, just going back a few lines, or I'm not because it didn't record. But Bisfasav Lachata, Beliba Chata, he didn't do it with his mouth, but rather with his heart. My Kama, Eretz Nitzah B'yad Rasha, Pnei Shoftei, Yichasem Lo Afel Mihu. This land is given over to the hand of the wicked one. He covers the face of a judge. If not, who then? Who is it? Right, that it's causing all this pain to the righteous people. Amarav Bikashi of Lahafak Kar Alpia. He wanted to switch it over, and it's Rashi says to be okay, the kavod of Hashem, and to curse him. But he obviously didn't say with his mouth, but he had it in his heart. Amar Abaye, Lo Dibri Yov Ela Kenegad Satan. He was talking to the Satan. Ketan is like Machlokas Tanaim. Ersin to be at Rasha. Rabbi Lezer Amar Bikashi of Lahafak Kar Alpia. Amar Rabbi Lezer Lo Dibri Yov Ela Klapi Satan. We see it's Machlokas Tanaim. Okay, sorry if I just doubled up over there. Vaiter Al Daitcha Kilo Ersha VeEich Miyadcha Matzil. Pasuk says that Eov said to Hashem, were it your intention, I would not be wicked. None can save from your hand. Marava, because Eov lifted his kolon kulo, and Adin, Eov tried to potter up the entire world from any sort of judgment. Rashi says, Midino shall call his baruch hu lomer, sha'anusim heim, ayudea call his baruch hu shabari. What do you want from us? The fact that we behave in certain ways. You created us, and you created us with the Yetzahara. Shabar lahem Yetzahara, says Bach. V'achi gamer, al daitcha ki lo ersha yama yisachafitz lo yisi rasha. If you wanted, I wouldn't be a rasha. So it's not my fault. I'm a lefanov. He said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shalom. Barasa shor parsosav stukos. You created an ox with split hooves. Barasa chamor parsosav klutos. You created a donkey that has closed hooves. Right? You decided which animal. Rashi says, et ze tihartav, et ze timesa. Hakol ba you're the one who decided what's tame, what's tahor. You created everything. Barasa gan eden, barasa ganim. You created ganim and ganim. Barasa tzadikim, barasa rishayim. Mima akav yadcha. Who can stop you? Right. So therefore, if someone goes and doing some avera, what do you want from them? Potter them up because you're the one who created them. What did his friends respond to him? Afata tafer yira v'sigra sicha lefnekel. Certainly, you're going to cause people to lower their levels of fear and of davening, davening to Hashem. Because, hey, if everything's already set beforehand, so then what's the point of doing these things? But you're wrong, because Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara, Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin, because Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara, but he also Torah the Torah as a Tavlin. Rashi explains Baruch Lo Torah, Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin, V'tevas Hein Nimchak, says Bach. Okay, so Barasa Lo Torah Tavlin Shehim Vatelis is here Hura Avera that gets rid of your Avera Kid the Amar Be'alma, like we say in the Gemara Kiddush and the Flamen Beis in Pagabacham Menufal Zev, you found this, you know, Menufal Mashchir LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash Evanu Nimuach, etc. Hilkach Lav Anusem Ninu Shere Yechol Ninatzla Atzman, because Baruch Hu gave the opportunity for us to be able to save ourselves from it. Darash Rava. Rava expounded and said, "My disciple, how do we understand that which it says in the pasuk in Eov, Birkas Ovid Alai Tavov Aliv Alman Arnin?" He said that the bracha of the one that's very unfortunate, upset, was directed towards me, and I brought joy to the widow's heart. Birkas Ovid Alai Tavov. What does it mean that the bracha of the one that's very upset was directed towards me? But let me tell you, Gozel Sadam Yisomim, that Eov would steal fields from orphans. But then we go to improve them and we give it back to their owners, and they ended up getting even more they gained from it. V'leiv almana arnin, what does it mean? I brought joy to the widow's heart. T'chol heichad dahava almana, whenever there was an almana, there was a widow, d'lahavi nasvila, who no one would go and marry, hava azil shadi shmei levei, Eov would go and cause his name to be with her, meaning that he was like related to her, have also nasvila, that people would come along and they would go and they would marry her. Rashi says, Shadishmael of us, that Omashi Krovaso, they was related, or Madababa Lashiana, and speak to her in a way that people should go jump on her to marry her. Lu Shakul. Now, we're going to see a bunch of statements that Eov made that we're not okay. Lu shakel yishakel ka'aseva avasi b'mazmayim yisi yachad. Would it be that if my frustration would be weighed and my experience placed in the scale, let them be born together, saying that, understand that all the suffering that I went through would outweigh all the sand in the sea and everything going on there. It's the next pasuk. So Amar of Afra, lefumi de Eov, Eov's mouth should be filled up with dirt. Chavrusa klapi shmaya. He talks to Hashem like a friend, saying, let's see who's more correct. Rashi says, medaber lefei shchina ka'adam ha-mitzvakeach l'chaveru. Let's see who's really chayv to the other person. Shouldn't have spoke like that. Lo yesh beinenu mochiach yashes yado al shenenu. He said there's no arbiter between us that might lay his hand on us both. Amar Rav, afalupum adiyu. He should fill his mouth with dirt. Klum yesh evit shamachich his rabbo. Such a thing that an evit goes and gives a smackdown to his Rav. How could it be that you're going to say there's going to be a shliach, there's going to be someone that's going to act as an arbiter of to fight over to which Hashem is part of? Like, you don't behave in such a way. Okay, bris. Now another one. We say bris karasi le'enai umma isbonin abasula. I made a pact with my eyes, and what would I contemplate with the basula? And again, amarava afra lepum of the eov il ba'achre naisa. He said that he didn't look at another woman besides his Rebbetzin. Avram afilu b'didelus taka, but Avram Avinu didn't even look at his own. Dechsev, hine no yadati kishi yifas merot. Now I know that you are a beautiful woman. Michlal, what does that imply? That meikara lo have yadalei, lo yudala yadala, that he didn't know. Another statement, kala anan vayelich kain yorich olo yale, as a cloud dissipates and is gone, so one who goes down to the grave will not rise. Amarava, bikancha kafir yuv b'tichas amesim. So here that he denied the fact that someone called tichas amesim. Next, asher b'sa'ara yishufeni v'hirba k'pitzai chinam. He shattered me with a sa'ara, a whirlwind, multiplying my wounds for nothing. Amarabba, Eov b'sa'ara chirv b'sa'ara shivu. Eov angered Hashem with the word sa'ara, whirlwind. He was answered with sa'ara. B'sa'ara chirv, t'chsev Hashem b'sa'ara yishufeni. He angered with the word sa'ara, like he just said, he shattered me with a whirlwind. Amar Lefanov, what does that mean? He's saying, Ribono Shalom, Shema Ruach Sa'ara Avar Lefanecha. Maybe there's a whirlwind that passed in front of you. V'nischalif l'cha bin Eov l'oyev. And you just made a mistake between the word Eov, which is my name, to oyev, which means an enemy. Maybe you're coming to give me like a punishment. B'sa'ara yeshivu d'chsev. And Hashem answered him with it, as the Pasuk says, V'ya'an Hashem el es Eov min ha'sa'ara v'yomer. And Hashem answered from out of the Sa'ara saying, Ezer na ki gever chalatzecha v'eshalcha v'hodieni. Gird your loins like a warrior. I will put questions to you and you will enlighten me. What was it that Hashem was answering him? Amar lo, Hashem said back to Eov, harbi nimin barasi v'adam. There could be many hairs on a person. Right? Because he said sa'ara like whirlwind, and Hashem responded like sa'ara also is a similar word to the word hair. He said, I created many hairs. Every hair, I created its own hole. You don't have two hairs that are coming out of one hole. They're getting their source of nurture from, nurture from more than one hole. But if it were to be that two are getting from one, it would darken a person's eyesight. Bin guma leguma lo neschalafli. I don't confuse one hole with another. Bin Eov lo oyev neschalafli. I'm going to make a mistake when it comes to Eov and oyev. I don't make a mistake with tiny holes over the hair comes out. Of course I wouldn't. And me pileg lashetef to Allah, who opened the channel to the rushing waters. Harbe tipem barasi the avim. I created many drops of rain in the clouds. Every one of the raindrops I created with its own defus, its own channel. That two drops don't come out of the same one. So if that would happen, it would turn the earth into clay. It would just like, it would do a crazy, intense, right? It says, Oses, Aretz, Ketet. And it wouldn't bring out Paris. Ben tipel a tipel on a schalif. They don't make a mistake from each drop of water. Ben oyev oyev and schalif. You think you're going to make a mistake between these two things over here? My mashad died to Allah. Listen to the fussy. How do you know the lotion of ta'ala? He's talking about like the channel of water. Amarav Rishila the siva yas to Allah can be so same zera. He says Beliyo Navi he made a ta'ala, a channel that was equivalent to the area then necessary in order to grow. Or to plant two saws of seed. Another example of Hashem being so exacting, Viderech Lechazi's Kolos, and also in Eov, it says, and who made a path for the clouds which carry the blasts of thunder? Harbe Kolos Barasi Belvim. I made many thunders comes out of the clouds. V'chol Kol V'chol Barasi Lo Shavil B'fniyatzmo. I made a path for itself. Kadei Shalo Yushtei Kolos Yotzes Mishvilechad. Can't have two coming out of the same one. Shal Male Shtei Kolos Yotzes Mishvilechad. If that would happen, Mechriven is Kolos. It would destroy the entire world. It would be so, so loud. It wouldn't be able to survive. Being Kolos Kolos Eschalifli. I don't make a mistake between two different thunder sounds. Being Eov La'ayiv and Eschalifli, I don't make a mistake. Another one. Hayadate is led. This is the fourth one. Hayadate is led. This Yale Sela Cholel Ayolos. Tishmar, can you fathom when the mountain goat will give birth? Can you anticipate the pings of the gazelle? This goat is cruel to its offspring. B'shal shakaras, at the time when it squats down, beep, turn the page, I'll let this in order to give birth. Goes to the top of a mountain. In order that the babies would come out and fall down and die. But I make an eagle to come. Catches it before it, you know, in its wings and puts it down in front of the mother, which is a really crazy concept over here. If a mother makdim rega echad o misacher rega echad, if this eagle would be a drop earlier, a drop late, miyad meis, immediately this baby would die. Being regular schalafi, I don't confuse one moment with another. Being eov la'oyev and schalafi, I'm going to make a mistake with that. Another one. So four times is we respond. Now number five. Choli yolo sishmar, can you anticipate the pangs of the gazelle? Ayolo zu rach matzar. The birth canal of the gazelle is very narrow. It's too narrow for the animal to be able to get through. But shosha karas less, when it bends down or to give birth. Ani mazmin lach darkon. I got a snake that comes. Shemachicha beis harechem misrap v'yoledes. Bites her by the place where she gives birth, which becomes loose, and then the baby, then they're able to give birth. If it come and drop early, drop late, then it would the baby would die. Being regular, scholarly, being evil, scholarly. Obviously, I'm not going to make a mistake over here. Now, Eov lo b'das yedaber u'dvarv lo b'haskel. Eov spoke without thought, and his words without deliberating and thinking through what exactly he's going to say. Amar Rava, Mikan she'ein adam nitvas b'shas tsaro. From here we learn that a person is not held responsible for intense words when he's in a state of pain. Says Rashi, le'ischayev al shehu medaber kasha, machmas tsar v'yisurin, deka amar lo b'das yedaber, Lo Amar Birsha Yidaber Ella Lo Bedas. He's speaking, you know, you can't blame the guy. It says without thought, doesn't say without rishus, without being wicked. Yeah, even those words were really no good, but they were said in a way that was, you know, was under a lot of pressure. Okay, now Vayishmu Shloshes Rei Yov. We in the story of Yov, he ends up having three friends that go and they speak with him. So it says that the three friends of Eov, they heard, that they heard about all the trouble and the bad things that happened to him, and each one came from his place. Eliphaz Teman, Bildad Shuchi, and Sofer Namasi. They came together to go and to feel his pain in order to go and to cause him to feel some level of comfort. What does it mean when it says, the pasuk "Ma'ay va'yivod u'yachtov"? That they all gathered together. Amar b'yud amar rav, melami shenichzu kulam b'sharecha. They all came in from one gate. V'tana. And what was crazy is that being kol echad de'echad shlosh min parsi. There are 300 parsa between each one of them, which comes out to, you know, 8,000 amos per parsa. Yeah, this is a lot going on. So there were 300 parsas away from each other. They all ended up in the same gate. They all showed up. They all showed up at the same time. How do they know about the fact that he's going through his pain? Ikadamri, Kalila Havilu. Some say that Eov and his friends had a crown. And Rashi says a fascinating idea that Ksarim b'chol keser shlosha partzufim v'ish es shemo mechokek al pirtzono k'shabon yisrael echem hem pirtzufo mishtana v'chein ilani. And that is that there were these faces and names on the other three that were engraved in it. And when suffering happened to one of them, the appearance of his face on the crown of these three would change. So they knew. Vigadamri Ilani Avalu, some say that each had three trees that were named for their friends. Vikirim Dekamshi Havayadi. And when the tree started to wither, then they knew that something happened. Amar Rav, Ahainu Darmainchi, this is what you know people say, that O Chavra Kechavre de Eov O Misusa, are the friends like those of Eov or death. Right, as Rashi says, Im ein lo l'adam o'avim, no chlo shelmas. People don't have good friends. It would have been better that this person just died. Like, O chavusa o misusa. O ki doki. Now, v'hi, ki heichel adam l'aru ma'pnei adamu u'banos yoldu lahem.
Okay, we pull a little bit shifteroo. V'hi ki heichel adam l'aru ma'pnei adamu u'banos yoldu lahem. And it came to pass when mankind began to have children on the face of the earth, daughters are born to them. Now, we have a lashon over there, larov, as in rava, to grow and to have much, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, revia ba le'olam, when daughters came to the world, so more abilities to have children came. Rashi says, kishanol the bas. Lefi Shemim Meheres Yos Lo Zera. Now, that means women end up becoming more. Lefi Shemim Meheres Yos Lo Zera. Yeah, the woman, the body of the woman matures quicker than a man. Rishakish Amar Meriva Baliolam. That is that fights came to the world. Amar Le Rishakish Reb Yochanan Lididach Da Amar Meriva Baliolam. That you want to say that, you know, more. Opportunity for kids came to the world. Why was the number of Eov's daughters not doubled? Right after he suffered for a year, he gave two times as many sons and stuff that he had before. He had 14 sons instead of the 7 that died, but the daughters stayed 3 like before. So Amaloi says back to him, the they didn't double in number, they didn't get more, but they doubled in beauty. They got more beautiful, says Rashi, that ain l'cha kefal tovi menu, you don't have a doubling better than that. He had 7 sons and v'shalosh banos, shivana means he ended up having 14. Because it's shiva 2 times, so it's 14. And he had 3 daughters. V'gur shem achas mima, v'shem ashen is kitsia, v'shem ashlishis, Karen Hafuch. Name the 3 of these. Each one has a level of beauty connected to it. Yamima, she said, Dom Liyam, Layom. Because she looked like the day. She's as clear as the day. Rashi says, Baruch Kachama. Ketzia, Shaya Recha, Nodev Ketzia. She was called up because she gave off a beautiful smell. Rashi says, Min Bosem. What's the name of a spice? Karen Hafuch, Ami Debe, Rabbi Shila, Shadom Le Karna, De Keresh. She was like the Karen, like the horn of a Keresh, which is a type of animal that becomes the horns that blacken what comes in contact with it. Rashi's Milchayev, a Karnel, Mashchirin, Kamot Seva, it's like a Seva. Mechaychu Allah, B'marava, Karna de Keresh Lekusei. In Eretz Yisrael, the Marava, they would make fun of this because. That's not a beautiful thing. That's actually like a mum. You know, it's a bad thing. Lakusa, like at the smackdown. Ella Amar of Chista Kikurkima Derishka Bimine. He explains that she was like saffron. It says Karkum Shilgan Hagadol Begina Bimine Shu Meula Mimin Sharam Bimsamim. It's the best of the best. Shenemar Kisikri Bapuch Garden Saffron, which is the best type of saffron. Rabbi Shimon Berebi Isilida Lebrata. Rabbi Shimon Berebi had a daughter, Havakachalish Daite, and he was upset about it.
Ben Yoyoda explains, not, of course, having children beautiful and a wonderful thing, but he wanted a boy to do pidyon haben. Anyway, have a kacholish daite. Amalei Avot's father said to him, Revia boli olam. Oh, but now more ability to have more children came to the world because of that. Amalei bar kapara. But kapara said to Shimon, Tanchumin shel hevel nicham tavich. This type of comfort is actually hevel, the time from the Tenebraisa. Yev shel leolam below zecharim below nekevos. It's impossible for the world to work without men and women. El ashel mishabanav zecharim. Fortunate is one whose children are boys. Oilol mishabanav nekevos. Woe to the one who they have nekevos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains because it's a constant source of worry for the father. Yev shalom below basim below borsi. It's impossible for the world to exist without having merchants that sell perfume and tanners. Ashmi shishamasa busmi, but fortunate is one who is working as a perfume person. Arlemi shishamasa borsi, because that pretty much stinks, the tanners. Kitanai says Gemara that it's a machlukas tanayim. Vashem birich has avim bakol. It says that Hashem blessed avimina bakol. My bakol is amin. Rameer Omer, shalohi salobas. He didn't have a daughter. That was the blessing. Rehuda Omer, shalohi salobas. No, the opposite, that he had a daughter. Achim, my mother, say, bas hoi salobavim ubakol shma, that was her name. Rabbi Elazar Madoy Omer, it's tagninus haisa belibo shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was very good in astrology. Shekom alechem izuchamayr of mashkim lepisco. All the kings of the east and the west would come early to his door to ask advice. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Evan Tova Haisa Teluya Batsavrosh Avram Avinu. There was this precious stone that hung from Avram Avinu's neck. Shekol Chola Haroya Oso Miyad Nesap. Anyone who was sick, who saw it, got healed immediately. Shoshin for Avram Avinu, where all the time when he died, Tla Kodesh Baruch Hu Bagal Gilchama. This blessing he gave, this Hashem put this stone in the area of the sun, Bagal Gilchama. Amar by Hanu Darmin, this is what people say, the old saying, Idli Yoma, Idli Katsira. When the sun is lifted, sickness is lifted. In other words, we want the sun. Rashi says, Hugba Shama, Shemesh, Kishacham is Rachas, Mikal Choli, the sickness is get better. Dover Achen, I'll explain this. Shalom Morid Esav Yamav, that Avramin had the Bracha, that Esav didn't go off the path while he was still alive. That's his grandson. Davar Acher, Shasi Yishmael Tshuva B'yamav. Yishmael did Tshuva during his lifetime. These are all ways of understanding Bakol. He got blessed by Kol. Shalom Arad Esav B'yamav. Min Al that happened. Dechsev Yehova Esav Min Asadav Hu'ayev. He came from the field and he was tired. V'tana Osayom Niftar Abim Avinu. It says that he died. V'atzi Yaakov Avinu Tavshil Shaladashim. L'anachem Yitzchak Aviv. And he made this Tavshil in order to go ahead of Adashim to comfort his father Yitzchak, who was the son of Avraham Avinu, which is a normal thing to go and give it. Now, why is it that? Why did he bring him lentils? Amri b'marava, mishmei d'rabba b'armari, ma adasha zu ein lapeh. Just like the lentil doesn't have any mouth, so too, Rashi says, in lapeh, k'mo sheish lapolin, l'shar mini kitnius, kimin sedek, there's like this little crack that has like an opening. Av avel in lapeh, so too, and avel doesn't have a mouth. Rashi says, yoshe v'domi, sits so quietly. Davar acher, ma adashi zu megulgel, so it's like it's round. Af avelis megulgel, is mechazeres al boi olam, so too, morning goes around. So, you know, it's a circle of life. It happens to people that are here in this world. My benai, what's the difference between the two answers? You can benai nachmu bebeye. Let's say you want to go ahead and you want to comfort them by giving them eggs. According to the first shot, okay, that's good. It doesn't have a mouth. According to the second one, you shouldn't do eggs because they're not actually round. Rashi says ein lo peh, aval ein megal galim kegalgal. Therefore, you shouldn't use those type of things. Now, Amrav Yochan chamesh averus avar osa rasha bosayom. On that day, he was over five averus. Baal nairam urasa. He had a relationship with the nairam urasa, engaged girl. Farag is an effort to kill someone. Kafir baker. He denied God's existence. Kafir b'chizam esim. He denied the fact that it's chizam esim. V'shatas b'chora. And he made fun of the b'chor. Rashi says, Obiza is avoda. He disgraced the service. Shahisa b'choros. Shat targum shal bizoyon. Madua kilos targum yonasan ishtatoni. So he goes and made fun of it. Baal nae murasa. Ksiv, because it says, Hasiv hacha. V'yav esim ben asadeh. Ksiv hasim ki basadeh mitzah. Says that she was found in the field. And he was talking about there also. When there's an Amorosa taking advantage of Harach, and that fish goes and kills someone, Ksiv Hacham, it says, Oif, he's tired. Oksiv Hasam, it says, Nirmio, Oyna Li, Ki Oifa Napshil Hargivit, I'm tired from murdering. The Kafir Be'ikr, Ksiv Hacham says, Lama Zeli, what do I need this for? Pasuk Pshat, we're talking about the birthright. Ksifasam zek keli vandei. We're saying this is my God, and I will glorify Him. Kavet chias amesim chsif hini anochi olchamos. I'm going to die anyway. Veshat ez bechora, and I'm going to die. In other words, that I'm done. Hini hoch lamos lamazel li bechora. What do I need this for? Because he saw when he dies, it's over and never coming back. Veshat ez bechora, and he belittled the birthright. Chsif vayivis ez bechora. This is pretty straightforward, and he scorned the birthright. This also Yishmael Tshuva Biyom Avinu. How many did Tshuva during his lifetime? Ki Hadar Avinu Rav Chama Barbuzi. Havi Yosvi Kamei the Rav Vakam and Namdim Rav. Rav was dozing off. Amarle Ravina the Rav Chama Barbuzi. Vadi Dam Riso Kol Misa Yishmael Gavia. Are you sure of what you said that anytime it says death in the Pesukim where Gavia is used, Zui Misasin Shal Sadikim? This is talking about the death of Sadikim. Amarle said, "In yes, Vahad Dor Mabel." What about the Dor Mabel? Even though they're evil, it says the word Gavia, and clearly they weren't Sadikim. So what are you talking about over there? It says Gemara, Amarle, Ag Anan Gavia Vasifa Kamina. We're talking about when it says the word Gavia and the word Asifa, gathering, right? That's only for Sadiqim. Ayva Yishmael Duchsib Gvir Vasifa. It says both of those. The Hachi Itabu Rava. And Rava popped up at that point. Amalei, he said to him, Dire to Gihachim Rabbi Yochanan. Kids, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yishmael also Tshuva Bechaye Aviv. Yishmael did Tshuva during the lifetime of his father. Shenemar, as it says, Vayikru, so Yitzhak V Yishmael Banav. And he was buried by Yitzhak and Yishmael, his son, from the fact that from the order and that they're mentioned over, it says that Yishmael, who's the older one, let Yitzhak go first, and he showed that he did tshuva. In fact, who says the Teraya? Maybe the pasuk is saying that according to their wisdom, but not really the order of how it happened, of really what happened. Elamayata, okay, so if that's true, so let's take a look from here. Vayikru so Esav Yaakov Banav. It says that Yitzhak's kids, Esav and Yaakov, buried him. My time of the Chashvulu Derech Chachmasan. Why over there doesn't it say list them like Esav and Yaakov in the order of their wisdom? Must be, that's not what it does over there. Elamitaka, me the actum, if the fact that I put him in first, adbure, Yishmael was having Yitzhak go first. I mean, adbure, shema mina, tshuva, avad bimav. And for the fact that Yishmael had Yitzhak go first, you can learn out that he did tshuva during his day. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.